Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Bet. We'll continue talking about what happens when the person is escorted out to be put to death. Hayar Ahok mi Beta Sekila ke Eser Amot. When the person is about 10 Amot away from the place that he's going to be stoned, Omrim lo Hitvade. They would tell him, it's time to admit your sins. It's time to confess the sins that you're being executed for right now, and also admit and confess any sins that you may have done in your lifetime. Sheken derech hamumatin mitvadin, because it's the way of people who are going to be executed to confess and to admit what they've done. Shekol mitvade yesh lo chelek la'olam haba, because anybody who admits his sins and confesses before Hashem eventually has a share in olam haba, in the world to come. Confession has three components, three different parts to it. Number one, the person has to admit what he's done. Number two, he has to regret what he's done. And then thirdly, he has to make a decision that he would never do it again. In this case, the person will never do it again because he's going to be executed. A person normally would be embarrassed to admit what he's done, because then he has to face people. He has to see people after admitting it, and they're going to know what he's done. But this person who's about to die, he's not going to see anybody anymore. So admitting what he's done would be a little bit easier for him, and they also try and motivate him by telling him that he's going to go to Olam Haba if he does admit his sin. That's part of the Teshuvah process. If he's put to death and he admits what he's done and he receives Teshuvah, the person would go to Olam Haba. We encourage him to do this confession not when he's already at the place of stoning, but 10 amot away, because we're nervous that once he gets to that spot, his mind is going to be too all over the place and he's going to be too anxious and he won't be able to confess properly. Sheken matzinu be'achan. We see the source for this idea of a confession with Achan. Achan was the man that stole from the spoils of war during the times of Yehoshua when they captured the city of Yericho. Hashem told them no one is allowed to take from all of the possessions of the people who lived in Yericho. They have to leave them there. They have to be there for Hashem. But this man Achan took from the spoils of war. And what do we see happening over there? Sha'amad lo Yehoshua, that Yehoshua told him, Beni, simna kavod ladunai Elohei Israel veten lo toda. Yehoshua told him, this man Achan, before he was about to be put to death, he told him, honor Hashem, the God of Israel, and confess, admit what you've done before him. And then the next pasuk says that Achan actually admitted it. Vayan Achan et Yehoshua vayomar. He answered Yehoshua and he said, Omna anochi hatat. He said, yes, in truth, I have sinned before Hashem. And then the pasuk continues, where he says, V'chazot, v'chazot asiti, and I've done the following. We see two different parts. He says, I've sinned before Hashem, and then he specifies what he did. The Gemara explains over here that we have two parts over here. Number one, he's admitting what he did right there, that sin of stealing from the spoils of war of Yericho. And then when he says, V'chazot, v'chazot, and this and that I've done, is him admitting the rest of the sins that he also committed. During the times of Moshe, he also stole spoils of war, so he's admitting everything. Not only what he did that gave him the death penalty, but everything else as well. Uminayin shekiped lo viduyo. Where do we know that his admitting the sin brought him teshuvah, and therefore he earned a share in Olam Haba, in the world to come? Shine'emar vayomer Yehoshua me'achartanu yachorcha Adonai bayom hazeh. Yehoshua said to Achan, why did you ruin us? Hashem should ruin you as well. But then he says, Bayom Hazeh, on this day. So we could focus on that word, Bayom Hazeh. Hayom Hazeh ata achur, v'i ata achur la'olam haba. When Yehoshua told him on this day, what he was really telling him is, on this day you are ruined, but in the world to come, once you pass away, you're not going to be ruined, you're going to be forgiven, and you're going to enter Olam Haba. So we learn from here that once a person confesses, admits what he did before he's executed, he's going to receive a share in the world to come. But if a person doesn't have the ability to make a full admission of what he did, because he doesn't remember, if he doesn't know how to confess, if he doesn't remember all of his earlier sins, omrim lo, they tell him, the people over there, emor tehemitati kapara al kol avonotai. They tell him to say the following, that person person who's about to be killed says, let my death be a kapara, let it be an atonement, let me receive full teshuvah for all of my sins. It's a general way of admitting all of his sins, and he prays to Hashem that him being put to death could serve as that atonement for everything. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im haya yodea shehu mezumam, Rabbi Yehuda says that what if a person really inside knows that he's innocent, that he knows that he didn't do anything wrong and he's being put to death for no reason, like we're going to say, because he was mezumam, because he was had a plot against him, that people plotted, they hired false witnesses and they plotted to testify against him that he really did something, but in truth, the person who's being put to death, he really didn't do anything. So what should he do in that case? Omer, the person should say, let my death be an atonement, let it be a kapara for all of my sins, except for this sin which I'm being put to death for. He knows that he didn't do it. So he wants to make it clear that he didn't do it. He wants to, even though that's not going to help him escape the execution, he wants it known that it'll clear his name everywhere else, that he did not do anything, so he wants to say that I am not being put to death for this sin, and therefore, it won't serve as a kapara for me, because I didn't do it. But the rabbis disagree. Amru lo, the rabbi said to Rabbi Yehuda, Im ken, yehu kol adam omrim kach, kedei lerakot et atzman, says the hachamim to Rabbi Yehuda, you're setting us up for a problem. If what you say is true, that everyone who is innocent should say that, then even people who are guilty are going to say it, because they want people to talk nicely about them. They don't want to be remembered for being put to death for something that deserves the death penalty. They want people to think that they're innocent. So if that happens, everyone's going to say this in order to clear their name. And you're going to end up having the judges and the witnesses, people are going to say that they're responsible for putting an innocent man to death. So therefore, even if somebody's condemned to death and they think they're innocent, and they start to say that except for this sin, I'm not being put, I don't want it to be a kapara. On this sin, we quiet them down. We do not allow them to say it in order to ensure that the integrity of the court stays intact, in order to make sure that people don't start to doubt the process. We do not allow them to throw in that extra clause where they'll say that this death should atone for all of my sins except for this. We do not allow that to be said.